welcome to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO, broadcasting today from the Red Horse Ranch, the Red Horse Ranch Arena in Fergus Falls, or near Fergus Falls, Minnesota. Actually, 5 miles, 5 miles east of Elizabeth, Minnesota, I believe, on Otter Tail County 10 is where we are. But there's a big rodeo in town beginning tonight, 7 o'clock. Gates open at 5 o'clock here at the Red Horse Ranch. Tickets available at the gate, $15 for adults, $8 for kids 6 to 12, 5 and under free. I would suggest stopping on down if you're looking for something fun to do tonight, to stop on down. If you can't get down tonight from Fargo-Moorhead or any place else in our listing area, whether you're in Alexandria or Bemidji or Grand Forks or Valley City or Sisseton, want to drive on over. If you can't make it tonight, come on back tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock. Gates open at 5. They have some great food vendors, beer garden. There's live entertainment after the rodeo. Great show. There's going to be a dance. It's all included in your ticket. The music is, anyway. The food and beer, of course, you have to pay a couple bucks extra for, but that's to be expected. We all have to make a buck in life, but it's going to be a great show. And one of my favorite interviews, I think I've done this, as I said, I think 3 or 4 years now that I've been at KFGO, I've been invited down to the Red Horse Ranch. One of my top five favorite interviews of the year. He's laughing. It's true. One of my top five favorite interviews of the year is a gentleman named Kelly Kenny. He hails from Humansville, Missouri, population 946, which, folks in this area, that's a pretty big town, actually, in this area. But Kelly is the PRCA rodeo announcer, and he is great, and I'm glad to have him here on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Kelly. How are you?
I couldn't be better, Mike. Couldn't be better.
First of all, one of the reasons why you're one of my favorite interviews, besides the fact that you're fun and I like talking to you,
thank you,
is I am jealous of your voice. I'm a former newspaper guy who became a radio guy, and I have this high, tinny, scratchy, crummy radio voice. I love your voice, man.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
And I mean that in a professional way, of course.
Yeah, I'm very flattered. I'm very, very lucky. I've been blessed with a voice that works well for what I do for a living, and I've been blessed to be able to have an opportunity to do what I love to do, so I'm an awfully lucky fella.
You bet. Tell us about what's going on here tonight. I know that you have some sponsors you want to get the names out for and kind of, sure, you know, tell. That's the important thing, and then let's talk about what's going on tonight,
sure,
and tomorrow.
Well, you know, it takes, as you said, it takes, just to sum it all up in, I guess, redneck terms, is it takes a lot of money to put on a rodeo like this, whether it be a NASCAR event, a football game, a county fair, or a rodeo. It just, everything's expensive, and it costs a lot of money to put these, an event of this quality.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot, and we couldn't do it without two people in place. Well, three, actually, but two of our main contributors are our sponsorship program, and I include all of them that donates anything or sponsors anything. And the next is, of course, the rodeo fans that spend their hard-earned money on a rodeo ticket to bring their family to. And we work hard to give them back their money's worth for family entertainment and family value. Family values and morals, we try to keep them very well, mm-hmm, intact in the rodeo,
yep,
business. The American cowboy is iconic and symbolic with, you know, if you ask somebody in a third world country that lives off of beetles and buffalo dung, what the first thing they think of when they think of the United States of America, and I bet 9 out of 10 of them are going to say a cowboy.
Oh, I have no doubt about it.
You know, and
yep,
we, no doubt. We try, and that goes back from hundreds and hundreds of years, and we try to keep that moral fiber intact, and allow grandma, grandkids, or your beer-drinking college buddies, everybody has a good time. With that said, it takes the rodeo fans. They're the spinal cord of our business. If they wouldn't buy tickets, we wouldn't have a place to go do what we love to do, and the sponsorship program. With that said, Nelson Auto Center, Brent and Laurel Nelson, our official Ram truck dealer. Frontier Power Sports, we're in power sport country, from, mm-hmm, snowmobiles to boats to four-wheelers and Polaris Rangers, and they're a big contributor to the rodeo. And RDO Equipment, Oliver John Deere Equipment. It takes a lot of things to bring it all together.
Mm-hmm.
There are three major sponsors. Tonight's sponsors for the first performance is Titan Machinery, Pendleton Whiskey, and the Red River Village. So that's who's bringing us tonight. Tomorrow night is Bobcat Otter Tail County, Lake Region Healthcare, and Hexa Building Corporation. Speaking of Lake Region Healthcare, something else that's very important to us, and an interesting part to a rodeo, it's an interesting twist to the rodeo, mm-hmm, scene, is the Tough Enough to Wear Pink program. That's where us cowboys are tough enough to wear pink, if the ladies are tough enough to get a mammogram. That's the bet, or the wager, or the you know, we're yep. we're putting the pressure on the girls. We haven't talked about it near enough. Modesty needs to be set aside. So that's the thing. Cowboys are wear pink. If you girls will go get a mammogram, that's what we celebrate on Saturday night, is breast cancer awareness, and a portion of the proceeds go to breast cancer research right here in Otter Tail County at Lake Region. So
okay, good,
cool deal.
It is.
But anyway, with all that said, you add all that together. Great sponsors, great rodeo fans, and the Barnes family. They're in their seventh decade. Producing. They started back in 49 or 50.
Yeah, I talked to John Barnes in the first hour of the show. He's a cool guy, too, talking about the animals and the way they treat them, and that they have a pretty good life going, actually.
If I ever come back to after I'm dead and gone, I hope that I get to come back as a bucking horse. You know, it'd be a great life, you know. They work about an hour a year, and all they do is lay around, eat, and drink, and that's right up an announcer's.
Radio host too. I lay around and eat and drink all the time too.
Eat, drink, hang out with your buddies, work an hour a year. That's my kind of schedule.
I like that.
But that's all good. We got some great livestock here. Going down the list, Mike, we have a star-studded cast, if you will, especially for the Great Lakes Circuit this area. The PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, is a sanctioning body. Like NASCAR is, there's sprint car races, and there's modified races, and there's all different kinds of NASCAR races, not just the Daytona, or just, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not just the Wrangler NFR.
There's the truck series, there's the big, there's all those things going on.
It's all the same cowboys. It's a sanctioned by the PRCA, which is the largest sanctioning body of pro rodeo athletes in the world. And then that PRCA is broken down into 12 different circuits. We're, right, of course, right in the middle of the Great Lakes Circuit. It's Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, and Illinois. I think I got them all. And Michigan.
Okay.
So that's the Great Lakes Circuit. So we've got the who's who in the Great Lakes Circuit, and then we've even co-sanctioned with the Badlands Circuit, which is, of course, North and South Dakota. So we've got the who's who of actually two different circuits, and then some that are from Texas and et cetera, and Saskatchewan, Alberta. There's lots of cowboys coming.
So these guys are good, is what you're saying.
Two things is what I'm trying to get to, is they're good at what they do, or they wouldn't travel that far just to go jack around. This is not a hobby to them. They're good at what they do, and this event is a good enough event to draw them here.
Right, yep.
So it's a win-win for everybody. This event, they've proven, Lee and Shanna Berry and the staff at the Red Horse, they've established that they're not going anywhere. This rodeo is going to get better every year. And the cowboys understand that now, and they know when they come here, there's a sizable enough purse that they can consider it a good paycheck for them and their family. This is how they provide for their family. A lot of them are ranchers, some of them are pilots, and some of them are welders on the side. So a lot of cowboys you see are school teachers because they
get the summer off. Yeah,
so the peak of rodeo season, June, July, and August, they're getting a guaranteed paycheck at home. They have their benefits. And they have all summer off, and they can take their family on the road. So it's a great setup for a school teacher.
Do these guys and gals get paid if they don't do well in the rodeo, or do they come to the Red Horse Ranch in Otter Tail County, Minnesota, and go home when they're done and go, oof, I didn't make any money this week?
Very good point. And it's probably one of the most misconceived pay scales in sports or in business. Let's say there's, like here, we have almost 50 bull riders entered. Let's just say there's 50. That's a guesstimate. But let's say there's 50. There's only going to probably be six guys receive a check. Top six guys.
Oh, geez. So there's 44 that go home.
Sometimes it's eight. The pay scale will go from 6 to 12. And I think with the number of cowboys we have, the number of money that's added in the payoff purse, it's probably 6, maybe 8 at the most. Let's just say it's 8.
Okay.
There's 42 guys are going to go home with absolutely nothing other than their investment to get here. So will they actually lose? There'll be 42 guys lose money and only 8 that make anything. Yeah. So it is a tough way to make a living, regardless of the event. That goes for the barrel racers, the bronc riders, the steer wrestlers, every aspect of rodeo. The only guys that get paid are the guys that are in the top 6 or 8.
What's the crowd favorite? What event is the crowd favorite? As the announcer, it's your job to get the crowd involved and to keep them happy and to make them laugh and to get them fired up. You can sense what they like and what they don't like. What do they like?
You know, the obvious is the bull riding.
Yeah.
It's everybody's in love with it because it's dangerous. Simple as that. We, as a normal people, we like to see danger right up. That's why everybody likes to bungee jump. A buddy of mine said bungee jumping is committing suicide without the commitment. It's so dangerous. You almost die, and then the cord jerks you back out of the water. So bull riding is kind of that way. It's dangerous enough, and unfortunately, very, very uncommon. It's just like, go back to NASCAR. Football's no different. Once in a while, there'll be a tragic accident.
Mm-hmm.
There's tragic accidents in Sunday school. You know, there could be a chandelier fall on your head. So it happens everywhere, but the bull riding is so dangerous that it's almost hurts them bad or almost kills a guy, but he walks away. And that happens 99% of the time.
Yep.
So that's what draws them to the bull riding. It's big, it's dangerous, it's exciting, and it's fun for everybody, and everybody loves it. The next event, you'll probably never think of it. What would be your guess of the fan favorite as far as the enthusiasm for an audience and from an announcer's perspective? And
just because you phrase it the way you did, barrel racing, something like that.
You're exactly right.
Yep, and you gave it to me by the way you phrased the question.
You're exactly right, and it's a lot of young announcers that I talk. I had a guy back years ago, before I got my pro status. Mark Anderson was his name. He's a preacher now, but back then he was an amateur announcer back in the early days when I just barely first got started. I got my pro card in 2000, and I haven't worked any rodeos that weren't sanctioned by the PRCA since then, and worked hard to do that. But when I first started, a guy told me one time, he said, let the crowd just have fun during the barrel racing, and just have fun with them during the bull riding. And I've never forgot that, and I'll always remember. I think back now, and I look at all the rodeos that I've worked, and a rodeo audience, especially like this here, they're so willing to have fun. Before they ever get here, they know they're going to have fun. It don't matter if we're 90 points in the bronc riding or if we're 3 flat in the steer wrestling. They know when they leave the house, they're going to come to the Red Horse Ranch, and they are going to have fun. So when they type that into their Rolodex before they ever get out of their car, really, it's an ace in the hole for us as entertainers, because we're here to have fun. They're here to have fun. Who cares what happens in the arena? We're going to have fun. But with that said, I've looked back now at all the rodeos, and when the crowd's enthusiastic like they are here, you inform them of what's going to happen, and I'll tell the guys, when the girls round the third barrel, the louder we get, the faster they'll run. And it's interesting to watch. They always come to life. To answer your question, the bull riding, obviously, for all the dangerous reasons, but the next event is probably the barrel racing, just because the crowd, and, you know, and even the little young boys, that's exciting because they can relate to mom. I think, you know, the little kids, and, of course, the girls from grandma clear down to 2 or 3 years old, however old they would have to be to comprehend what's happening. All the little girls from itty-bitty 2 or 3-year-olds to high school girls to college girls to moms to grandmas, the barrel racing lights them all up.
They love it.
And if mama happy, everybody happy. Isn't that what they say?
It's the way it is in my house. I don't know about yours, but it's the way it definitely is in my house.
So if the women and the girls are having fun on the hillside, usually we all do too. So
good. That's pretty cool. All right. So the gates open today at 5.
Yes,
and I know
sir.
You guys have a whole bunch of stuff to get going. I think at 4 o'clock you have a big meeting and stuff. So I'll let you get going, Kelly. But 5 o'clock, the gates open. Tickets are $15 for adults, $8, 6 to 12, and free for 5 and under. Very affordable, great entertainment. As Kelly said, it's a family event. It's patriotic. It's all the fun things that you want to do on a Friday night in Otter Tail County, Minnesota. So get on down here if you can. Anything else that you need to get out, Kelly?
You know what? The best seat in the house is the VIP boardwalk. That's a ringside seat.
Okay.
You're a right dead next to the arena. I'm talking literally ringside, and it's inclusive with all your drinks and a 5-star meal. And the tickets are very affordable considering all you're getting, and there's just a handful of them left for tonight only.
Okay. And they can pick them up if they stop by the Red Horse Ranch?
I would probably call right now. Pam's sitting right. We can see her right now. She's sitting there. She'll take your call. And there's just a handful of them left for tonight only. Tomorrow night's been sold out for a month.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
So gates open at 5. Show starts at 7 o'clock sharp.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Good to see you again. Can't wait till next year.
Big dance afterwards, too.
Yeah, so yeah, you're right. Yep.
When the rodeo's over, the party just starts.
All right. Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate
Thank
it. Kelly
Mike.
Kenny, he is the rodeo announcer, PRCA rodeo announcer here at the Red Horse Ranch and the PRCA event here in Otter Tail County, Minnesota. You're listening to the Mike McFeely Show. Need to take a break, or Pinto back in Fargo is going to ring my neck.